beginning to do Perikyut tests in Tehillim. Lamenatzeach Mizmor LeDavid. Lamenatzeach is a type of prayer, a strong prayer, according to the Radak. A Mizmor LeDavid, a song for David. Or, as the Targum says, to praise, a song of praise for David. Hashemayim Misapim Kavod Kael. One who looks into the Shemayim can recount the greatness, the honor of Hashem. Just look into the Shemayim. If a person would look into the Shemayim, he would see the great, tremendous power of the sun and the stars, how they follow a orderly progression in the constellations. He sees the greatness of Hashem. Umase Yodov, and the works of Hashem's hands, Magid Rakia, anyone who looks into the heavens will recount the greatness of Hashem. Yom Liyom Yabia Omer, one day to the next, they say the great praise of Hashem. Balayla Lalayla, and one night to the next, Yechavadas, they say of the great awareness of Hashem. A person can recognize the greatness of Hashem just by looking at the stars. The Medrash HaTov tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu knew it was day when there was Yabia Omer, when Hashem spoke to him the Divrei Torah. And when he saw the all the Tzvah Shemayim, all the stars in the constellation bowing down to Hashem, he knew it was night. Ein Omer ve'ein Devarim. So the Medrash tells us that Yom Liyom, that one day borrows from the other day. Sometimes in the summer you have longer days. So they are borrowing from the winter days, which are short. And conversely, during the night. But yet, even though they borrow from one another, there's no complaints. They don't complain. They don't say, you owe me money, you have to give me interest. Ein omer ve'ein devarim. There's no words, and there's no harsh words. Bali nishma kolam. Because their sounds cannot be heard. Nobody can hear what they're saying. B'chola aretz yotzakavam. In all the land, there goes out the measuring device to make sure that all the stars are exactly in line. Ufik say sevel milehem, and to the ends of the world are the words of humanity describing how great this is. Lashemesh sum oil bahem. To the sun, he put a covering in it, because if the sun, we're told, was in the first Rakia, then everything would get completely burned up. The power of the sun is so strong that it's frightening to see. You can't even look at the sun. It's so powerful. V'hu k'chosan yotzei mechupaso. It is like a chosan runs out to do its job in the morning. Just like a chosan runs out from the chuppah with such great excitement. So many asked, it should be how this, the chosan runs to the chuppah. So the Radak says that he heard from his father that it's really a chosan running away from the chuppah. However, in the times of the Gemara, the schedule would be as follows. The chosan would go down to the chuppah, the kala would come towards the chuppah, and the chosan would go out and bring the kala into the chuppah. So this was the chosan yotzei mechupaso. Or perhaps after the wedding, he's going away from the chuppah. He's so delighted with his new wife. Yosish kegibar loretz orach, or just as a strong man running along the way. Miksei hashemayim botzo. From the ends of the shemayim, he brings them out. Usukufaso, and the power. Al katsosam, till the ends of the earth. Ein nistar mechamaso. No one can hide from the great power and heat of the sun. Taras Hashem Tamima Meshivas Nafesh. However, there is a protection. The Torah Hashem, which is Tamima, which is pure, brings back the Nefesh, brings back a person's Nefesh. So we're told by the Chazal that what kind of Torah brings back the Nefesh, brings back the soul? Only that is Tamima, that is pure. Eidos Hashem Namana, the Eidos Hashem, the mitzvahs Hashem, which are truthful. Machkimas Pesi, they make the fool or the broken one, they make him smart. Pekudei Hashem Yisharim Mesamche Lev, the mitzvahs of Hashem which are straight make a person's heart happy. Mitzvahs Hashem Bara, the mitzvahs Hashem which are pure, Miris Enoyim, they light up the eyes. Yiras Hashem Tahora, the Yiras Hashem, the fear of Hashem which is pure, Omedes La'ad, stays forever. Mishpatei Hashem, Emes, the laws of Hashem which are Emes, Tzadchu Yachtov, they are correct, all as one, because the Torah and the mitzvahs are all, they all fit together, not like the sun and the moon that are competing with one another. Here, in contrast, the mitzvahs are all together, they work synchronously to accomplish the goal of Yiras Hashem. Hanechmodim, they are more desirous mizahav than gold. Umipaz rav, and from pure gold. Umisukim, and sweeter mitvash, from honey, from nofes tzufim, and from a honeycomb. Now, when the David HaMelech describes the Torah, there are six phrases that describe the Torah, and this is all connected to the six Sidrei Mishnah that we have. If you go through, you see there are six phrases that describe the Torah. And now David seems to switch tracks. He says, Gam avdecha nizhar bahem, your servant was careful in them, b'shamram ekev rav, when he was careful about the great reward that was available at the end. The person recognizes the great reward that's available, he is very careful. Shigios miyavin, the mistakes, who can understand? Ministaros, from the hidden things, nakeni, make me pure. Gamizedim, from the purposeful sins, chasoch avdecha, protect your servant. Al yimshaluvi, they shouldn't rule over me. Oz Esam, then I will be found without blemish, vinikesi, and pure, mipesha rav, from great sin. Yehi l'ratzon, it should be your will, imre fi, the words of my mouth, v'hegyo libi, the thoughts in my heart, l'fanech Hashem, Hashem, tsuri v'goali, you are my rock, you are my protector in this world, and Goali, my redeemer in the world to come. Now, this parak was said, it seems to shift gears in a few different places. It starts out describing the greatness of the universe. Then, in the middle, David says, Torah Hashem Tamima, he describes the greatness of the Torah. And at the end, he starts talking about some kind of sin and protection against sin. Chazal explained that this is just like a person would go to ask for a loan. There are two approaches that this person could take. He could approach his friend and say, listen, you know, you're not looking too great. You feeling all right? All right, listen, let's get right to the point. I need money. I need $100,000. So you got it or not? Come on, I'm in a rush. That's one approach that person could take. The other approach is to recognize that he really needs the money and he doesn't have any credit, and it's just as easy to say no as to say yes. and that his friend could tell him he's not a bank and he should go someplace else. So he could take this approach. He could say, "How you doing, Chaim? You're looking good today. You have a nice suit on. This is a beautiful house you have. And you did such a nice job at whatever you do. And I just want to ask you for a small favor. I'm a little short. I could use $100,000. I don't know if you're going to get the $100,000, but you have certainly a better chance than the first way." So David HaMelech, recognizing that he had no schosim to stand on, well, let us put it this way, that he felt he had no schosim to stand on, because a tzaddik feels that he doesn't have schosim. He approached the Kodesh Baruch Hu and he said, "Shemayim Mesaprim Kavod Kel." Oh, let me praise the Shemayim to recognize where I am in the mass universe that you created, a little speck, a little nothing. Then he continues on after he describes the greatness of the heavens. And he says, you know, it's even greater than the heavens. Tara Hashem Tamima B'Shivas Nafesh. The Torah which you created is so massive, it goes beyond understanding and the human understanding of what is happening. And then after you finish describing the Torah and its greatness, he says, by the way, Shigios Miyavin, you know, I just had a little problem with the shkogos, with the accidents. Can you prevent an accident, Hashem? I mean, you don't know. It's just an accident. Please forgive me if I did an avera by accident. Ministaros nakeni, from things that are hidden, nistar, make me clean. Just erase the slate. I need a loan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Erase the slate. So when he got that, he said, Gam mizeidim chasoch avdecha. From the purposeful sins, the zeidim, the mazed, which I have done, protect your servant. Al yim shaluvi, they shouldn't rule over me. Oz esam, and how about the Esam, the powerful Averas, like Nachal Esan? Sometimes the Mem and the Nun are interchanged. How about them? Can you take them? Can you give me a loan? Can you overlook my Averas? Vini Kesi Mi Pesha Rav? And can I be cleansed from the great and horrific sins that I have sinned against you? And he says, Yehi L'Ratzon. This should be the Ratzon, Imri Fi, the words of my mouth. I should supplicate in front of you, Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kehegion Libi L'Fanecha, and the thoughts of my heart in front of you, Hashem. Hashem Tzuri V'Goali, you are my protector and my redeemer in the world to come. So Achazal say that David was like a beggar, begging a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Chazal also tell, this is like the person who had the old story with the stone soup. He started out with a small thing. So, you know, how about just an onion to put in the stone soup? How about more and more and more? David felt himself a beggar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we have to understand, really, can God be bought off with praise? What exactly was David doing when he started to praise God? When he says, "Oh, Shemayim Mesaprim Kavod Kel," can you fool God? Can you? Is it just like a human being? You come into, you have a nice suit. Oh, I'm going to be impressed. Can you pay off HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And perhaps the answer is, of course, you can't pay off HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But how about you? What are your feelings to God? Can you just come and say, Shkios mi oven, okay, look, I didn't have air, that's it. No, recognize who you are in the span of the universe. Recognize who you are in relation to the Torah. Recognize who you are in relationship to the universe. And then you can come to the Chuakara, to do the true tshuva, and to repent in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all of our hearts.